6'3".
6'3".
Okay.
All the nice things about the body.
Oh, yes. 我们六十三周日，你记得? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Still continue on these topics. Generally, of course, you can say this is a kind of a, some levels are talking about these teachings are very useful, but this is not ultimate kind of a level of teaching, of course. And that doesn't mean we don't need to practice this. Or we can practice this very much needed. And also we would like to think there is a kind of a spiritual kind of a level of a practice. For secular people like us, we normally already have some kind of dislike of somebody or dislike yourself or something, these attitudes or these emotions, then plus these kind of saying the body is very horrible or something, this is a reality maybe in some degree. But if we say this is almost like we are having difficult to accept others' body or see yourself, then it maybe create more source of discomfort or dissatisfaction, even have some rejecting other people and reject yourself because of this body. I remember my uncle, he used to kind of don't care his body very much, whether cold or he have to do a lot of labor works, and then he often say, oh, this body is nothing, just when we die, this is for flesh, feeding the animals, vultures, and sometimes eat if he said, oh, this is what kind of nutrition or this, he don't care. He said, oh, this is just the machine, you can feed something to survive. Then somehow maybe it's cannot go too extreme, that part. If so, well, this is a machine, but the machine have to be kind of used for proper kind of way, otherwise you're going to have a short lifespan. He also passed away quite not that old. And he do prostrations, these quite amazing, and also wake up very early morning, sometimes even 2-3 o'clock or something, to just slept maybe 4 hours, and he stand up and then doing prostrations, and a very hard kind of a dedicated person. And maybe in the result, I think he is much better maybe for us, but we would as a kind of normal people, we would think if we should stay in the middle way, kind of a path, it's much safer. Anyway, that's if still you doubt such a filthiness, though this is a very plain for all this to see, go off into the channel grounds, observe the fated body, they are abandoned, and then said, I will continue to this verses next section, stanza. When their skins are peeled away, you feel great horror and revulsion. Now that you have understood, how can you still take joy in such a thing? And this is continuing saying, what to our body is impure body. In Buddhist teachings, often practice of renunciation are related to this body, impure of body, impermanence of the mind. And naturally, all things are not existed independently. So emptiness. And all the feelings of this based on this distorted view or perceptions are suffering. So impure suffering, permanent impermanence, and selflessness are the main teaching here. And then they give us an example, say that just look at the channel ground, how if we have any slight doubt of a body, how reality it is, then and this body without mind, like people dead body, and then how this kind of a process goes, and then what kind of grasping and attachment, craving we have for this body, what is the base or what is the reason we create that kind of emotions. So this one, and then, yes, please.
The scent that now perfumes the skin is sandalwood and nothing else. But how is it that one thing's fragrance causes you to long for something else?
Continue, please. One more verses, please.
It is not best to have no lust, but something that by nature stinks. The worldly crave the sign of their purpose. Why do they anoint their flesh with pleasant scents?
Mm. And it's also true if we have a perfume or sandalwood used to in India, they're famous in cities, and cream or any other kind of beauty products used for body and make it shine or red or fresh or something to make it look young or healthy or all the kind of those things. And then we have this kind of light and how you look, how you smell, and how you kind of have the feelings. These, and then based on this, we have to separate body from the perfume and also kind of a shine too. Ornament or decoration or anything. So body itself will have not such a kind of a wonderful smell, kind of form naturally, but more or less, if you don't take a shower for a week or a few days, your hair is smelling not very well. And if without washing your kind of a body and also teeth, anything, you will be not very well. Even one day after you, if you can blow your nose, there are a lot of dirty things, and including our kind of skin peel off every day, and we don't see very clearly. But once we wash in our clothes, you can see even your kind of not the body, but the clothes also full of the kind of negative, the dirty smellings. We have to, this is just kind of fossil kind of perceptions. If we have rely on our craving and desire, rely on the smells and then some diamonds or anything like that, valuable things, they are totally, in actual reality, not much relations with the body and this just temporary kind of decorations. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have this experience when sometimes if you walk or somebody, some good fragrance or something come, oh, who this person was? I remember I went to Stanford, went to have a big gathering, and then the famous teacher went there, and while doing the teaching, many people falling kind of a sleepy kind of feeling, and many people I saw they're much tired. But somehow they're using some fragrance or something, smoke, they come out all the place, and all the this, suddenly people feel much kind of alert and focused, and then you can see these are very powerful too. And I think this is normal. And also too, when sometimes in a small kind of crowd room, if they didn't wash the kind of feet, or not so many people not washing teeth or something, then hold the room. If you are not inside, you don't feel much. But if you come from outside very fresh and come into back to your room or something crowded place, quite smelly kind of this situation. Even one person, two people, could be like that in few small rooms in monk or something. If they don't open the window after one night, and then it so air kind of not very clean. So similarly, I think you were saying from the hair to nail to teeth, and then all their natural condition is not so kind of beautiful or something, it's a very good smell, but it's a maybe it's for some people, not all. And I remember once, one of my friend talking to somebody and to buying something, and when he finished that part, and then he said, "Oh my, the person who's selling the product, his mouth is so kind of smiley. He felt it's can much better stay in a kind of toilet place, in open toilet in Tibet." He said his mouth is much dirtier than the kind of smellier than the toilet room place. I remember he said it's true. Some people have maybe drinking, or I don't know, maybe smoking alcohol, the smokes, and then they become very, very. And also some people have the stomach problems or things like this. So I think that's not their fault, but sometimes you have to clean yourself a little bit in order to have a good social kind of communications and a good impression. But here is the totally different kind of intention to say this. Of course, we say this is how we reduce our desire to thinking about these lines. It's works for kind of certain people and not work for some people. In monkhood or in a celibate kind of life, these teachings are quite important. And people who can have focus on the practice, this so even you are in a solitude area, not with a monk, many monks together in monastery, but you have less kind of a interest or motivate you to go to city or any place. You can remain in solitude area for a long time, even kind of not bothering you any kind of thinking, mental thinkings. If you go through these lines, you have a more contained, more kind of a peaceful mind. Yes, please. You can read. No.
Why go to such excess to clean and polish? What is it but a weapon that will injure you? The cares that people squander on themselves and in ignorance convulse the universe with madness.
And one more, please. One more stanza.
When you saw the heaps of human bones, you felt revulsion in the charnel ground. And will you take delight in cities of the dead and frequented by such skeletons that live in the
So even they normally see these necklace or earrings or fingers, anything like that, it's as a valuable or maybe part of something beautiful or important, make the sense of dignity or identity, some beliefs representing some kind of a personality or things like that. But here is saying this is a kind of a, unnecessary for even sometimes some are very sharp and some are very some kind of have a some skin irritation or putting even some can sharp kind of objects can hurt yourself and so, but people are not very thinking that way much. So it's the same how we ignorant how we are. If sometimes it's we say this is very important or precious stone, but it's a stone, cold stone. Even we treasure like gold, but these are kind of human behaviors. If you put gold in other kind of saint, in front of them, they don't really care this is stone or gold very much for some people, renounced people. They give away some to other people's need if some people need it. And also if you give it to some, how to say, children or people who don't have that much complex kind of thinking too much, purely just wanted to have a good life, enjoy themselves. It's they also don't care of others, this background or social status very much, very pure. And then they also same valuable things we think if we put in front of a cat or dog, they don't really bother much. And but only in certain level of social behaviors and value system for one. So some people, these are just stone. I remember in 1960s, something social movement happens in those area. And then some people are selling their kind of most treasured, valuable things for just one kind of bowl of rice or one chicken or something. And then the only rice you can eat, but the precious stone you cannot fulfill your stomach. Not much use in certain situation. Similarly, we shouldn't overvalue those. Even though in market they have a different pursuit and used to something are kind of for one's kind of how do you say trash is the other's valuable things. And sometimes these are not very important. Other times they are very important. It's like that. For buying people, who cares much about these valuable things? For some people, because of habituation, they're still very much grasping towards objects. So, and then if we see the human bones in the channel ground, then we see also many human bones found in archaeological findings and different things. You know, many people have a crowned, golden crowned or golden rings in kind of bones, white bone with those jewelries still sticking their body. So they're attached to those, but they don't really belong to them. So as we said before, it's these objects temporarily kind of having different people except instead of saying we are possessions, but these possessions are having us for a temporary time. So if we think of those, and also in life and death, and what we really want, nothing. What we really own is temporary, moving, floating things like that. Day and night, time changes, everything changes. So we should have this mind of impermanence. That's why we have a opportunity to practice renunciation or confessing. This is very important. If we like taking showers or something, you can clean your kind of house or something. But if you wanted to clean your house, but you didn't do, or if you take a shower, but if you just using water, didn't use the soap or something to completely clean, then have a different result. Similarly, if we do kind of a practice of renunciation and confess of this, we thinking about something, we should completely from bottom of the heart and rely on the principles and the faith, and including teaching of the saint, and then we having this medicine or the methods, and then to cure the pain or uncomfortable something, karma, negative karma we have accumulated, and then that is the pain, kind of a medicine can cure that illnesses. Similarly, through invisible mind, what we can wash our face and feet or back or something through tools and the hands. Similarly, if we want to purify our mind, then through these teachings and dharma, can the way of really sincerity from your mind, compassion towards all sentient beings, and then the methods of meditation and visualization, mantra, and also dedication, aspiration, this can have a kind of a effect to kind of transform our mind, we kind of changing and become a better person, better condition of the mind. So from that, these teachings are very important. There's a 71, yes. Then there's also said, even if we have not having the renunciation and kind of having thinking about deep analyzing situations and contemplations and contained, but desire itself, it's not easy to fulfill those desire and craving, and dragging us more deep to troubles and muddy kind of life and complicated situation and kind of unpredictable effects or result more we facing more kind of challenges in life. We have over desire that we even become a criminal or kind of breaking laws on only these are possible. Even that is, we have lost our kind of a sense of freedom of a mind, take ease and comfort and a peaceful mind. Desire drive us, could become more insecurity and fearful kind of a condition of mind. It said, if you wanted to have in kind of a kind of physical satisfactions, or the eye or ear or kind of nose or even food, these This is particularly here mentioned the people, but if you wanted to eat the kind of all varieties of food, then it's a kind of a one person, you can spend your whole life or half of your life to pursue different kind of food. Some people do. And similar, your free time, if you want, you have a free time, but you didn't use that free time for a kind of meaningful way to serving others, or including you become more matured or more accumulate more wisdom, and also improve yourself in certain levels that you can capable to kind of help others or this situation. But if you say we have to marry somebody, they also have to, in different societies, you have a different customs. Sometimes women have to pay more for that kind of marry wedding or those situation. Sometimes in some society, male have to pay many things for their parents, and almost like a buying person from that family to this family. Sometimes in this situation, and sometimes it's a burden of not only husband or wife, but also both family and the other kind of members, related kind of members. Even sometimes have to sacrifice so many animals, sometimes a herd in the society, and other kind of animals, development of the society. And also said, in this life, we have to work a lot for survive or continuation of one kind of family or this. And if when some people, if you have 10 children, or used to some family have 5 or 7, even 15 or 18, this possible in past time, and then you have to, or their husband or wife sometimes even have to kind of kill sentient beings many times to, in order to feed their family, the child, or there's some people even don't have other methods than the stealing or doing something kind of dangerous job. Also, if you do kind of that kind of many things, killing many animals, maybe this situation happens, then not only that lifetime, maybe for Buddhists especially, if people think others' life are very meaningful, important to protect, then even we have to against our kind of belief or faith, even have to do necessary to have to kill some sentient beings, and then afraid of many things, not only secular laws, but also causality, law of causality, and not only this life, but the future life. So you have to kind of look upon our responsibility for yourself and for others. And this is a commentary on transcendental wisdom, or the commentary on great professions of wisdom that said, because of these needs or serving our desire, so after we continue to try to satisfy our needs or the desire, happiness shift or fade away, worries, and also uncertain, unstable kind of situation. Uncertainties are coming more in worries, and increase our 5 poisons, sometimes even and sometimes we lose life for that we kind of craving for, or try to maintain that desire. It's like flies, sometimes not fly. 飞蛾怎么说的来着? It's like, it said desire, it's like an elephant wanted to take a bath and inside of mud or some this river, and then they died inside. So archaeology and many people can find this situation. And similarly, like bees wanted to take honey and then in flower, and but sometimes they also died in flower. And similarly, said Reno also played music by hunters, and then they enjoy while they're enjoying the music, they already had the poison arrows, bow arrows shooting them. And, 刚才有没有听到那个? Ah? Those? Moles. No, moles. Moles are flying into the light or lamp or fire. It said, because of the color or some flies, moles, even the first time they're flying over the fire, they was already half or some part of their body burned, but they're not afraid of those burning, and the second time, third time, they continue goes into fire until they're burned, completely burned. Similarly, said desire, object of desire is like that. And also said, if you wanted to fulfill your desire, but from kind of social activities, if you want to marry some rich or kind of a high social status people, not easy. Even if you wanted to, when you are young, you maybe have many kind of advantages, but many people don't have wealth and money, and then you cannot fulfill your needs, what you need. When you are in an adult kind of situation, you don't have a time and you are busy accumulate wealth and taking responsibility of this and that, not much kind of a time. When they're old, nobody like you, or whether you don't have that kind of energy and interest or organs or these are kind of feeling also tired. And if you have a power or money, but you don't have much time left in the end. So, and also marrying people sometimes said, for some people need kind of a lot of treasures, and even your family name or important gold, silver, and those treasures are needed for those marriage, marry. And in a medium kind of people, you have to have a house or land, or you have to have a lot of animals, cow or horses, this. And for other kind of a situation, if you are poor, then this social kind of status, you have to have at least a kind of feed yourself and the family, and some clothes for enough for kind of showing respect for others and their families. And these also causing money, and sometimes even difficult to gain or earn some money in some societies, very difficult. So there are a lot of challenges for this life. And then some are wretched in their great desire, but worn out by their day-long work, they go home broken by fatigue. To sleep the slumbers of corpse. Some weighed by their travels far from home must suffer separations from their wives and the children, whom they love and they long to see. They do not meet with them for years, you know, and even you have a family, but you started that kind of solve this beginning problems, and in the middle there are a lot of not everybody, even you have a high, medium, or low social positions, but everybody has something, difficulties, have to conquer some situation, solve some kind of problems. And then especially some poor people have a more difficult, wealthy people also too, the desire drive them everywhere, and the suffering from all of the corners and all of the different ways to capture one's mind. And this way I said, your kind of desire beat yourself helplessly in the mind, and then we should kind of make mind ease and release from those beating or squeezing or interrogations or many problems through this kind of fear, and having problems with the people, even facing kind of losing the life sometimes because of this desire. And then even this daytime work, labor works, and you can say recently I remember inside China, 9 to 9, from 9 early morning to 9 p.m. and 6 days a week. And then there are more, say, the 12 to 12 and the 7 days or something from, 现在你说的是不是 12? Yes. 12 to 12 means maybe from 6, and maybe 8 to 8 or 9 to 9. 这个是996吗? 12, 12是怎么说的? 007. It's James Bond or something. 007. It's from, 从几点到12, oh, anyway, this is kind of a very hard labor work, and then we said, in the end, we are retired, and we lay down on the beds or something, like a dead body. We don't have much satisfaction or something to time and energy to kind of feel life and family members and eating and something, but the separations also happening. For work, people travel a long, dangerous journey in different society, even not dangerous, but sometimes you don't have the access to make so many communications while there are daytime, you are nighttime, or once a year, like us, we have only once a year opportunity to see our mother and brothers, even kind of physically, we are meeting sometimes even 2 years. And also other time, that's a human, like this is a kind of more husband-wife situation, that it's a few months or a few years, in a few days, it's kind of very normal. Sometimes people, one person went outside to work, the other person coming back to sleep. It's like one I remember in China, many family owned taxi driver. They have both husband and wife driving, and husband drive 12 hours and wife drive 12 hours. Rest time when husband or wife driving, one driving, the other one go sleep for 7-8 hours and then do something necessary, kind of a family, taking care of family, and then they have to drive 12 hours and then the husband you drive. Otherwise you cannot pay back that kind of high kind of fees and all the rules. They have a very difficult life. So many these people, I like to sometimes ask people or communicate how is their life and what's the situation like that. So then sometimes people want to share their kind of real life. Yes, please.
Some, ambitious for prosperity, not knowing how to get it, sell themselves. Happiness eludes their grasp and pointlessly they live and labor for their masters.
And one more, please.
Some sell themselves, no longer free, in bondage, slavery to others, and destitute, their wives give birth with only trees for shelter in the wild.
Mm-hmm. And these are, I think, for economic reasons, sometimes because of social unjust kind of a situation. People even kidnapped people for labor work, and sometimes cheated by people, and sometimes having, if you're illiterate, kind of in India, and even in places, people are weak or fragile, people don't have a kind of strong background or knowledge, then people fool them, give them medicine, or even cut their kind of some part of their body, leg or something, injuring them. Or some people terrified by other people, bully kind of a situation. And from sometimes even not capturing one person or two people, but one kind of family, from husband, children, wife, all kind of kidnapped to some labor work for cow, you know, stone, and then the, like, if you build houses, you need these square kind of a rock, or not rock, bricks, yes. Oh. I recently also saw this document in India. And because they have not sharing the same language and have a language problem in India, and also some people from kind of Rajasthan or other places, Uttar Pradesh or something, went to more relatively wealthy place. I think more people are poor and then, when it goes to some kind of boss, they have papers and then let you sign, but you don't know much about their, also they're afraid of people judge them or, kind of even say something negative words. They have not much kind of fully independent will or something. They are not clean, but they sign something, paper say this is this and that, and kind of. And then eventually said, you owe me a lot of money, or I give you some help or something. How, of course they are helping something, but in the end they say, you owe me a lot of money, so you have to work 20 years or 10 years or something like that. So it's also with the contract, with the dead body, like with the contract with the people, and also I said no kind of free. This is when said there were some people have this ambitious kind of a goal for more prosperous life, and then said it's like wasting their life for their kind of lord or master or something to labor in them, and even a religious organization could be have those situation. Sometimes I think remember one. Some organization quite big, they said they kind of hiding there, sometimes even only kind of private, they only share those information, said we don't have time to practice because we have to work so many hours for this serving, and somehow we understand there's sometimes no perfect kind of choices, but sometimes you have to change their position to give them opportunity to kind of almost equal opportunity to practice. Some religious organization, they have so many busy kind of activities. One person even said they only answering phones for many years and then all holding, standing near the telephone and always answering questions. Sometimes they have to work on fields and produce the organic food or something. A lot of these organizations. And some people also have to become others, labor, or even they're afraid of saying, can I have a holiday or something to some kind of boss or anything. There are some countries, they don't know much kind of good law to protect people. At any time can fire or something, then people are much afraid of people. And also here say, even wife giving birth in wild and tree and nobody helping them. These are customs, some backward traditions have this practice, actually. Even your husband is there sometimes not helping. Some people see these kind of giving birth as a kind of dirty work or something, impurity. And sometimes go back to their families, wife have to go back their original families to having given birth. Sometimes it said you have to give birth child in kind of a sheep or cow or any kind of place they stays. And sometimes it said you have to go to wild and then kind of place under a tree or I don't know. Sometimes it happened accidentally because they're working still have to, even today they're giving birth, but the moment before they're giving birth is still working on a field or some place. This, I think it's many society happens. Even a rule in Tibet, I think influence maybe, I'm not sure, but maybe influence from India. They giving childbirth, I think sometimes in Mingquan, I think similar like Jesus when he was born, in which place he was born? Yeah, similar, I think. Yes. And then I think some people asked why the blood is impure. They said, so many bacteria at that time. And people say, do you really know how much bacteria, how you test it or check it? Somebody said to me and I don't know. Like that. So these are, I think, very ignorant, but happen, it's this everywhere, many places. Not everywhere. Some people, I think relatively in these cases, Chinese are much, much better. They're giving kind of a good time to rest before giving birth, after, and during those time, some kind of taking care of the activities, nutritions, and those are very, very kind of kind and nice. That. So it's also said some people wanted to already gain a lot, but they wanted to gain more, killing people or doing many evil things. Because not because they are poor, but sometimes desire no limitations. So if you compare it to other people, you're still not satisfied. So you kind of want better than the people you don't know, you know, or you see people. So you wanted to kind of upgrade everything. So satisfy one's kind of desire. And those are insecurity of one's mind. There is no limitation. And also become egomaniac or kind of be driven by desire. It's an uncontrollable kind of wild situation. Then some people, it's kind of purely want to survive. So for those people who want to survive, some are even joining army or become assassins for people, other people, to kill people even. And sometimes you have to follow organization or state kind of a call to want to have a better condition of life. You have to fight on battleground. Sometimes in child kind of army or child kind of also happening in many places in Africa also, especially I think they're giving child guns and then some money and then they are fighting for them. This situation. Also said sometimes, this is also come from the book called Commentary on Great Perfection of Wisdom, that some people want to, because of the craving or desire of become wealthier, something driven them to go to deep inside the sea or deep under the sea, like diving into the water. Some people go into kind of long journey for travel into the deep sea. Sometimes they find themselves in trouble with the massive kind of waves, and then they're dead inside. Sometimes the waves kind of rises like a black mountain in front of them. They have to fight. Sometimes in the kind of fighting and dead in between kind of a second knife or spear or anything in those times. Sometimes because you have to fulfill your kind of desire, people goes to very dangerous, there's robberies and maybe difficult to travel, claim the wild animal can kind of attack people. Sometimes you have to kind of kneel down in front of people who have a power or kind of have money or something. Sometimes you don't want to kind of, you have to sacrifice many personal things to satisfy others, people. Sometimes you have to make a dangerous decision, or you have to deal with the kind of bad people for maybe you're harmed by those people, but you have to kind of take chance to gain something. And those, all of those difficult or uncertain situation, because we kind of grasping to accumulate and we want to gain more. And sometimes dead between those, during those situation, those kind of activities, and sometimes injured. Even here said, kind of we have a, because of fighting for wealth or some, facing some people, taking others' life, even not only possessions, but taking others' life in order to destroy the evidence or something. So, burned body or kind of sharp metal or knife cut their body. And all this happens, sometimes it's this economy, I think, related to these many things. Economy, of course, it's important for social development, but how create a more fair and a safe society. It's a very big, important thing. Safety for life and the property, it's important. And the second, if we put GDP, or these are the primary goal for state, and also people judge you by how much income you have, these kind of become major values, material values, then people kind of driven by that power and those values do many things. If we have a more kind of a diverse values and to balance the need and the want to the situation, not kind of a too much craving, too much desire, over desire, kind of even harmful for society and the individuals, and we should take cautious of those situations. And this part is about saying how we have to monitoring or aware of our own desire. Because of desire, we may easily raise anger, kind of ego, proud, and even jealous, or doubt, fear, and hope, and many things like that. So we should manage to control our desire. It's a big kind of a task for individual. Yes, please, you can.
For sake of such a paltry thing, is that going on?
79, yes.
79?
Yes.
The pain of gaining, keeping, and of losing all, see the endless hardships brought on us by property. For those distracted by their love of wealth, there is no chance for freedom from the sorrows of existence. Mm-hmm. Indeed, possessed of many wants, will suffer many troubles, all for very little. They're like the ox that pulls the cart and catches bits of grass along the way.
Mm-hmm. And some people say the new desire is much more than the need, or something. I think there's a Gandhi's famous quotation. I don't remember perfectly the original words, but it's saying, there is enough for needs, and there is never enough for want, or something. This saying desire is kind of is difficult. And here is saying to gain, keeping, and losing those times, ancients about and the planning and the work and the many things to gain. Sometimes gain by kind of a harmful way, gain, although you are gaining, but again in very negative kind of consequences. And then doing keeping, we will say, if you are killing animals, sell the product of meat or anything like this, too much harming for poisoning others, like selling food for, but the food will kind of harm others' body very much, that kind of chemical or, kind of many things contain many elements of harming the body. There's so also doing the keep wealth also not easy. Sometimes you run kind of investment, you can ruin kind of your life, or sometimes a big shift in the society and the economies. Or anyway, sometimes gain, sometimes lose, or many things, but eventually we have to kind of say goodbye to our this lifetime. Then because of we so dedicated and focusing on the wealth and how to keep it, struggling for keeping it, so when we lose it, we will go crazy and we are not easily kind of give up. So those become even obscurations of peacefully dying, but still kind of fear and so many worry, anxious, many things. So sometimes even you don't have those world properties, even much peaceful, much better. It's like here is renunciation. Before what we said, it's about people, because you wanted to protect and also you wanted to have a, maybe one or two people. Sometimes in ancient time, in many places, one man have a 5 or 10 or many wives, or this happens. So this, it's about because of the family, because of desire of two other kind of opposite, mostly it's kind of genders, and then here is for property, renounce, try to renounce, or study to renounce, or contemplate, thinking about it's a good side, and what is a good side of the renunciation. So it's, although this is a kind of external wealth, but it's not easy. It's a kind of tangled in internal mind of desire. There is a sutra of the proper mindfulness. It's, they said, people who have a strong desire and attachment towards wealth, then that person internal mind will be kind of not peaceful, but scattering mind and round, and sometimes even day and night they are not interested to practice of peaceful kind of or meaningful practice of enlightenment, but they don't have a time or interest to thinking about these inner values, but always worrying or try to accumulate external wealth. So he said, for those distracted by their love of wealth, there is no chance for freedom from the sorrow of existence. And this is why he said, desire, trapped into desire of the projection of desire from their own mind, and eventually what you really gain from coming to going, nothing. It just temporary kind of associate with those kind of name and labels of wealth. Sometimes you can use it, spending money and driving you to kind of different people or meetings, and eating something, or those could happen, but overall, how much important that really for you, or that is a personal kind of matters, people who would have to think, and also Nagarjuna's book, it's a letter to friend, that to his kind of king, one king, because Nagarjuna also born as a royal family member, his friend. He said, he said, you have to cautious, like you cautious wild animal and poison, and also if you keep sharp knives or weapons with you, you have to be careful. They may be harm yourself, maybe sticking in the wrong way, or you sitting, you don't care for you're cutting something, you will chop yourself or something. Or you are cautious about some people dislike your enemies, and also how we control the fire. If you control the fire well, you can serve your cooking for other heat, kind of many good things. But if you out of control, then by fire can burn our house or burn ourselves. Similarly, the desire, we should kind of control our desire. And uncontrolled kind of desire create many troubles for people. And like there's fruits, I don't know what kind of fruits. Actually, I know in Chinese, but in English, it said the looks very beautiful, but when you eat improper way, then they can poison you, that kind of fruit. And similarly here, so, proceed of many wants will suffer many troubles for all a little. And he's saying because you have been carrying burdens and heavy baggage for wanting this and that, and also because you already started this, started that, and then you have to continue to taking care of this and that, responsible this and that. So in order to say I'm enjoying, even you are very wealth, have a very kind of wealthy life, if your life is too many complicated, too much busy, then sometimes it's like you are serving your wealth. You are a slave of your own wealth. So it's, like I said, it's ox pulling that cart. And very heavy, difficult to pull. But while you continue, I wanted to gain some grass, and while you're walking, and then because of wealth, or you have to increase, and there's no time, and no all of the place have to, what is it, 24 hours in the whole kind of a world, the stock market, or going, so that's why some people, even night, or middle night, or even 2 o'clock, they have to check their kind of a market situation, and then sleep a little bit. Sometimes they fall in their hair out, and too much worry, become sick, and some people suddenly kind of market goes down, even taking kind of a suicide, jumping from the top of the buildings. This situation. So similarly, of course, even not people, not many, so many people jumping from this high buildings, but many people have worries they can have to bear. Kind of having peaceful life and contained life, containment is the kind of most spiritual wealth, of most important, or kind of easy to gain that wealth if you make your mind and make. That's it. Make your mind yourself, and in right directions. And our kind of generally, we can say our physical needs are not much that complex. we kind of do a certain work or some, we can survive and we can, I think sometimes it's a social kind of structure can make us also in one way good. There's a good side and a bad side for complex social structures. But for ancient time, there's no kind of retirement system, or you have to buy this insurance, that insurance, this situation. When you're sick, you have to go to the doctor. When you die, you don't to have a that much kind of complex. Usually, no one pay water for kind of money or something. I think it's very rare. Even in Tibet, we don't think, oh, you're buying water. When I remember when I was this young and our kind of county selling the first, I think I was 13, 14 years old, I saw first bottle selling water. I said, nobody buy this water. It's free everywhere. How you can sell this similar kind of price as a like Coca-Cola or something? Yes. so often, and because of my own ignorance, I think, but, it's a, so it's a general, you have to